Ireland's Classic Hits. It is something for the weekend. Trina Murray here, and I'm thrilled to have Louise Cooney on the line. Hi, Louise. How are you?
Hi, Trina. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
So first of all, for anybody who doesn't know who Louise Cooney is, fill us in on exactly what you've been doing.
So I'm a fashion travel lifestyle blogger, a content creator. I basically, you know, create different types of content, pictures, videos, imagery for brands to use. And also I kind of share my life online as well and my journey over the last 6 years. So it started as a blog and it's moved kind of more towards video and towards social media. But I suppose it's essentially sharing who I am and what I like and what I do kind of day to day.
Yeah. And what was the plan, Louise? I've loads of questions for you because my 12-year-old niece was telling me that she's going to be an influencer. So I need to get all this info from you today. But what was the plan when you were in school? Because obviously, you know, when we were in school, it was a bit different. So did you think that you were going to go into marketing or was there a plan?
There wasn't really a plan, I suppose. Like, I knew what I loved at the time. I loved fashion and I loved writing and I loved photography. So I went and found a college course that allowed me to do those things. So I did communications, which was, you know, photography focused, and you could go into radio, you could do television, and every one of my courses gone in a million different directions from it. You know, it's very broad. But after that, I did a master's in marketing. So that kind of narrowed down, I suppose, my area of expertise. But I missed the creative side. So that's when I started my blog and started doing my fashion posts. And that's how I've ended up doing what I'm doing now. It's funny looking back how you can join up all the dots.
Yeah.
But it is, I suppose, where my interest lies. And I'm lucky that I can be creative and, you know, make a job out of it, you know.
And tell me this much. When you first started doing your blog, were you working elsewhere or did you decide to just put everything into this and hope that it would work and that you generate an income from it? Because I'm pals with Suzanne Jackson and I used to work with her in a radio station and, you know, mm-hmm. she often talks about how she worked part-time. She was starting to do her own blog at the time and just mm-hmm. kind of took a leap of faith and went into it, and look how things have gone for her. So did you have something else when you started doing your blog, or did you just throw everything into it?
So I was actually working with Tourism Ireland full-time on their marketing team. I've been working with them for nearly 3 years. I was over in New York with them and then I came back to Dublin and was in their head office here for nearly 2 years, and I was actually studying a postgrad in international business development at the time. But my blog was kind of, it was taking over all of my time. I was working on it before work, on my lunch, after work, and it got to a stage where I said, you know what, I'm in a position where I can give this a go if I want to, but I can't keep doing both. So I said, you know what, while I'm young, why not give it a go, you know, take the travel opportunities and see where it goes. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, I don't think I'll ever regret taking the chance.
Mm.
And I'm here now nearly 4 years later, still doing it. So
yeah,
I'm, you know, it's crazy to think. And it's one of those industries where I still don't know where it's going to go because it's so new.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm lucky that I can do something I enjoy. And I suppose it's up to me what direction I go with it from here.
Would you actually call yourself an influencer, or what would you call yourself if you were filling out a form and they asked you what your profession was?
So there's never an option for what I do. I would not call myself a blogger, but there's never an option to that, or influencer, but I wouldn't use that word anyway. Usually I would put it under media because that's kind of roughly where we fall, or advertising. But I suppose as a title for what I do, I like the term content creator, because that is really what I do. You know, I share my own content organically, and I create content for brands that they can use across their platforms as well.
Right. So you've told us about, you know, throwing everything into it, and it's all been going great over the last few years. And I know you've got, how many followers are you up to now?
I have 213,000 on Instagram, and then I have a couple other platforms as well. So I have YouTube and I have my own blog and TikTok and all. There's just so many ones out there at the moment.
So, right, the pros of it and the cons of it. Let's go through the cons, because it looks so glamorous to a lot of people and a lot of teenagers who are saying, oh, I wanted to do that when I leave school. It's very tough going as well, though, isn't it?
So I suppose the cons of it are you have to really know what your interests are, because to make it a career long term and to have, I suppose, some authenticity and real passion behind what you're doing, you need to have a subject matter that you can actually provide value for people with. Another con would be, I suppose, that you don't have the reliability of a salary. You know, you don't have somebody taking care of payroll and your schedule, and you don't have guaranteed work every month, and I don't have a guaranteed job in a year or sick leave. But I suppose that's where you have to be organized and prepared for whatever might come down the tracks, and always have some sort of a backup plan. you know. Yeah. I would say that's the cons. And also probably it's very hard to find the work-life balance at times. It can be very invasive, I'd say, on your personal life, you know, your life outside of work. Because they kind of are very intertwined.
Yeah, do your friends and family ever feel like, oh God, Louise, would you ever put the camera or the phone or whatever it is you use, put it away. Let's just go to an event or go on holiday without, well, when we used to go on holidays, without having to document everything. Do they ever think you're just always working?
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, they do see my job as that, but they would respect me for that, you know, and I would try and not like let it invade on my time too much. But I think lockdown has made that easier because we're not really going anywhere and doing anything. But that was the difficult thing. If you're going out to a nice restaurant or, you know, you're going on holidays, these are really cool experiences that people want to see and you want to share, you know. So like there was, you know, whenever I was traveling over the last couple of years before COVID, it would have looked really glamorous. But, you know, a lot of the time I was actually working, creating content and busy kind of behind the scenes that, you know, trying to capture it for everyone as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a hard thing to get your head around, I suppose. You know, I still felt really lucky to be able to go, but it wasn't always the same as a holiday.
There are so many people doing a similar job to what you're doing, Louise. How do you get ahead and get those followers when there's so much competition?
Yeah, I think you really just need to have a niche and a real relationship with your followers so they know they can trust you. Transparency is everything. You know, if I'm ever working with brands, I'll always disclose exactly what I'm doing with them, and I'll only work with brands that I really can stand behind and really trust and believe in and use. And I think over time, I would like to think that's where, you know, that's what led me to where I am, is that people can trust me. And, you know, at times I think the word influencer can have a negative connotation, but there's a lot of good that influencers, I'll use that word in inverted commas, there's a lot of good that they can do. And I've done a lot of charity work, and I'd like to share a lot of like real messages and, you know, positive messages on my platform that can help people. So I'd like to think that yeah, for me is kind of what would differentiate me.
At the same time, Louise, if a brand come along and they say, Louise, we want you to post about blah, 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 X, Y and Z, we're going to give you X amount of money. Are you really going to say no when you're somebody who's self-employed, though?
Yeah, no, I get where you're coming from with, the, you know, being self-employed. But I suppose that's where you always have to be prepared when you're self-employed. It's your integrity and it's your authenticity and it's people's trust in you, which, you know, really would affect your longevity in the space. So I would tread very carefully when you're choosing what brands to work with. And I think there's plenty of brands out there. Nearly all brands are working with bloggers and content creators at the moment. So there's no reason why you should have to work with a brand that you don't believe in and love.
Talk to me as well, Louise, just about something that was in the news during the week. It was Gas, this Khloe Kardashian photograph that's going around. There was a panic, basically, for anyone who doesn't know. A photo of Khloe Kardashian was posted on her social media by an assistant. It hadn't been filtered and it hadn't been airbrushed and all that kind of thing. Like, it was perfectly fine. I saw the original photograph, perfectly fine. But obviously she wasn't too happy with that and wanted it to be the way she wanted it to be. Is there pressure to look absolutely stunning all the time? And so, I mean, you always look amazing, but do you ever have days where you go, oh, I just couldn't be bothered doing the hair today?
Yeah, like I'd be lying if I said there wasn't pressure. But I saw that picture as well, and I have to agree with you. I thought she looked amazing in the before photo, and they obviously feel the pressure to a whole other degree, which is sad for them. But at the same time, I think it would be a lot more powerful if she could say, this is me, this is what I look like. Yeah, I don't look exactly like my sisters, but I'm happy in my skin. And but at the same time, that's obviously a hard place to be when you have the whole world judging you. So it's a tricky one. But yeah, I think being real, people appreciate that, you know, they do. And I think we're all like that, you know, and I love to see other people doing that and coming on with no makeup and their hair not done. And
oh, come here, Louise. That's me every day.
Yeah. No, it just makes it more relatable. And, you know, that's, I suppose, what it's all about online.
Talk to me as well about the work you've been doing with Clean Marine. I spoke to Lorraine Keane about them before as well. And this hormone health, which is a term that we're really only starting to hear over the last year or so.
Yeah, so it's something I wish I was more aware of, I suppose, growing up. It's not something I had a whole lot of knowledge on. I didn't realise how much nutrition can impact your hormone health and how much your hormones really impact everything. They impact your mood, your energy, you know, your skin, everything. So I started taking Clean Marine maybe about 6 or 7 weeks ago now, or longer actually, maybe it's coming up to 2 or 3 months. But I've seen such a difference in my skin, particularly since we've been wearing the masks. I was getting really bad breakouts, so I've been trying to wear my clean masks. I've been taking my supplements, and I just feel so much better for it. My skin looks so much brighter. I don't get those energy dips throughout the day. And it's also got vitamin B6, which helps regulate your hormones, which is just great. You know, as a woman, it's just really hard to manage all those things when you can't see them. And we don't know exactly what's causing, you know, the dip. So that Clean Marine is great for that. It's designed especially for women aged 15 to 40. So perfect for me.
This maskne stuff that's going on, there's a lot of people suffering from breakouts, isn't there, because of the masks. Sometimes you think, is it lockdown that's creating this low energy or what? Because on one hand, you've got the people who have gotten super fit during lockdown. And then we've got the other people like myself, I'm going to admit to it, who sat on my backside watching telly in the evenings, eating chocolate and really not being the best me at all. So I think it's kind of time, if you've been like that, to start looking at your health and realising that there's something you can do, isn't there?
Yeah, and you know what, it's just a small change. Like having two little capsules a day is so easy. I have them in the morning and I continue on my day as normal. And like that, I can totally relate to both of those people. I've gone through the fitness stage. I've gone through the eating all around me, you know, drinking more than I probably should be during the week. It's just a part of lockdown. Like, this is so unusual. It's just about getting through it and taking care of ourselves as best we can while we do it, you know. So for me, taking vitamins, which is something I wouldn't have done as religiously before, I think I've never been more aware of my health and trying to do the best I can while also keeping sane, you know.
And Louise, do you mind me ask a question you're never supposed to ask a woman? Can I ask what age group you're in? You can tell me the bracket if you like.
Yeah, of course. I'm 28.
28, so. So I think
minus a year of lockdown.
So he's 27. Yeah, I'm going to do it. I turned 40 there in February, so I'm really going to do it next year, I think, instead. so yeah, I think when you're in your 20s, it's the time where you're, I suppose that really is the time where you're out all the time. You're not looking after your health. You're not thinking about it. And then even when it comes to, and I know Lorraine Keane spoke to us about this, her fertility later on as well, that was all to do with her hormone health. And she had no idea until she started talking to Clean Marine. So it's important to think about those things, isn't it?
It is. Like, I suppose, like, when you're I'm in my late 20s now, like, that is definitely something that would cross my mind from time to time. And it's not where I am yet, but it, like, I definitely do want to have kids at some point. That really scares me to think that, you know, if I wasn't looking after myself in the best way possible, to make that a possibility in the future. You know, and I just love that there is something out there for women that is designed to really just support that system that I suppose we don't really talk about that often.
Okay, well, listen, Louise, tell us how we can follow you if we'd like to become one of your followers and to watch all the info and all the content that you've been putting up there. How can we get you?
Yeah, so my Instagram is LouiseCooney_ and my blog is LouiseCooney.com. And if you want more information on Clean Marine as well, there's loads more information online on cleanmarine.ie. Help get our health in order. That's the main priority this year, I think. Yeah.
Louise, what have you been writing about on the travel blog? There's kind of nothing going on.
Not a thing, but April Fools. I did a little April Fools that I was going off on a plane off to the Maldives, and I just used old pictures out of an airport or airplane window. It was very funny. Yeah, we fooled a lot of people, myself and my roommate.
People were going, that Louise Cooney one, what a disgrace. Not adhering to the travel restrictions at all. Because a lot of influencers
meanwhile,
actually...
Meanwhile, I was doing the groceries.
I know. That's the going out now, isn't it? Going to the supermarket. And meanwhile, in the UK, all the content creators and influencers are in Dubai, sunning themselves. It's gas, isn't it, the difference?
I know. Oh, God, yeah, no. I feel like I just wouldn't want to do that. You know, I just think it's far too serious. And hopefully we're at the end of it now and we can see a light, and hopefully in the next year or so we'll be able to, you know, it'll be safe to travel again.
Can I ask you as well one final question, because I'm fascinated with travel as well. When you go on your trips, do you get sponsored to do that? Are you like years ago when I used to be so jealous of Catherine Thomas doing her telly show where she got to travel the world and see it and do it as a job? Or is it your own holiday that you're actually blogging about?
So there would be, well, it would be both. I would do press trips with brands. So if they are launching something, there used to be a lot of events, mainly in London, you know, because like a lot of the brands that would cover UK and Ireland would be based in London. So that would be, it would be kind of, I suppose, sponsored press trips. But I would always share my own trips as well. And I always loved traveling and exploring. And sure, my list is 10 times longer now after the last year and a bit that we've been here, you know.
Yeah. Where's the best place you've been, do you think, Louise?
That's a tough one. I always love going to Italy. I've been to maybe four or five cities in Italy, and for me, it just never gets old. There's like zero pressure when you're there. It's very chilled. The weather's amazing. Food's amazing. Wine's amazing. And, you know, there's so much history and so much to do. So I definitely want to get back there and do more of like the coast.
Can you speak the lingo?
No, not at all. I can say ciao and I can say gelato. Yeah. And pizza. Yeah. I don't know.
Pizza, pasta, pesto, pepperoni. There's my Italian for you. All right. Listen, Louise, we'll let you go. Thanks so much for the chat today and for filling us in on life in your career. Actually, here's one for you. One final question, Louise. My niece said to me, does she still have to do her leaving cert to go into a job like yours? Say yes.
Yeah, 100%. As I said, we don't know how long this career is going to last. And I think you need to have a backup plan and you always need to be prepared.
I was trying to explain to her, if you're going to go into that career, you need to be good at English because you need to be able to write well. You need to be able to do your own accounting. There's so many things that you need to be able to. You need to be a good communicator. There's so many things. So you need to finish doing school first before you. She has these notions that she's going to leave school and become an influencer and make a million in the first month. So
it's a lot of hard work. And I think online, all you see is the glamorous press, but it is a lot of hard work and dedication. And you definitely need to have your English behind you and maths and all that other stuff.
Okay, listen, Louise, thanks so much. Great to chat to you. And I just followed you there on Instagram. I'll be having a nosy.
Thanks so much.
And we'll talk to you soon. This is Ireland's Classic Kids.